Perek Beis Mishnah Vav. So the previous Mishnah mentioned that even though a chassan is potter from Kriyishma, the night of his wedding, not just the night of his wedding, but imloy asa maisa for the next several nights, but Rabbi Gamliel himself went kineged, what the basic halacha is, and he said Kriyishma the night of his wedding. And his Talmidim asked him, Rebbe, why are you doing this? And he explained to them, he said, I know I'm potter, but if I want to, I can, and I want to. And the reason I want to is because Kriyishma is Oyo Malcha Shemaim, and what a privilege to be able to say Kriyishma, and it's not something I'm willing to give away, even though it's true, it's not something I have to do. So the Mishnah now is going to continue and mention other quote-unquote controversial things that Rabbi Gamliel had done. Things that he himself, in his practice, did that really contradicted what it was that he had told his Talmidim, and there was an exchange between Rabbi Gamliel and his Talmidim, just like there was in the previous Mishnah, where there was a little bit of an explanation that Rabbi Gamliel had to give for what it is that he had done. So says the Mishnah, Rochatz Laila Harishon Shemesa Ishtoi, Rabbi Gamliel's wife, Loyaleinu, passed away. And the first night that she had died, Rabbi Gamliel bathed. He cleaned himself. Amr Lai Talmidav says, Talmidim asked him, Lo Yilim Madatanu Rabbeinu, Rebbe, didn't you teach us, She'avil Asr Lichreitz, that once somebody's an avil, somebody's mourning a loved one, he's not let to bathe. So how do you have a right to do that? Amr Lai Hemsar, Rabbi Gamliel told him, Eini Kishar Kol Adam. It's true I said that. And that is the halach in Shulchan Aruch, that an avil is not let to bathe. But that's only for people that usually don't need to bathe, and they bathe because it's considered an act of pleasure. You're an avil. This is not something you're allowed to do. But he said, I'm different. Istinasani. I'm someone that needs to bathe. If I don't bathe, I can't think straight. For me, bathing isn't just a dover shel tainug. For me, it's something that I really, really need to do. And therefore, for somebody like myself, there actually will not be an isser to bathe even during the time of avelos. Perik Beis Mishnah Zayin, and again, continuing with this idea where Rabbi Gamliel did something that really wasn't consistent with his halacha. Ukeshemes Tavi Avdoi. So Rabbi Gamliel had an Eved, and his Eved name was Tavi. And after Tavi died, Kibel Olav Tanchumen. Rabbi Gamliel, he didn't sit Shiva, but he did the next closest thing. Kibel Olav Tanchumen, say the Mefarshim is, that once upon a time there was a minig that after a person would bury a karev, so he would come home, and all the avelim would come, and they would make a circle around him, and they would say, Hamokim Yenachim Eschem B'soich Shara Avelit Tzim V'Yerushalayim. Now, when does a person do this? When would someone be Mekabel Tanchumen? That's if he lost one of his relatives. Rabbi Gamliel's Eved died, his slave, literally. Tavi. And he was felt such a closeness to his slave that he was kibel olav tanchumim, that the people came together and they quote-unquote proverbially were menachem avil. So Amr Lei Talmidav, the Talmidim asked him, they said, Loili madatanu Rabbeinu, Rebbe, didn't you teach us she'im mekabel tanchumim ala avadim, that you're not supposed to do that. And as much as a person may love his eved and as valuable as he may have been, but at the end of the day, it's just a possession. And therefore, if somebody loses an eved, there isn't any halachas of Shiva, there's no halachas of Hamakim Yenachim Eschem. So they said, Rebbe, why did you do that? Amalemsi told him, Ain Tavi Avdi Kishar Kol Avadim. He says, no, my Tavi, my Eved was different than other Avadim, Kosher Haya. He's a Kosher. And because he's a Kosher, he doesn't fall into that general rule of Ain Mekablin Tanchumin Alo Avadim. And therefore, I felt that this was something that I wanted to do. So the Mishnah mentioned Tavi, who was the Eved of Rabbi Gamliel. The truth is, Tavi, Rabbi Gamliel's Eved, is mentioned in other places in Mishnayis and in Gemara as well. In fact, in our Mishnah, the Mishnah refers to Tavi as a kosher. He was a good guy. The truth is, there are other places where Chazal referred to Tavi as a chacham, as in a Talmud chacham. So Tavi was an Eved. He was an Eved Knani, which means that he wasn't even a full-fledged Yid. But at the same time, Tavi was a kosher, Tavi was a chacham, and therefore Rabbi Gamliel, in different places in Shas, treated Tavi a little differently than a Adoin, a master, would typically treat his Eved Knani. It's interesting that Rizal said that Tavi was a Gilgal of the Neshama of Cham. So everybody knows that Noach had three sons, Shem, Cham, and Yafes. Said Arizal that after Cham died, his Neshama, many, many years later, came back. It was reincarnated into this world. And it came back in the form of Cham. And Cham, it came back in the form of Tavi. So Tavi's Neshama was the same Neshama as Cham. And the truth is that the Pasuk says that Cham was cursed, that Avadim would come from his lineage, would come from his family, and Tavi was an Eved. So already in the Pasuk, there's a little bit of a hint to it, that there's some connection between Cham and Eved Kanani. But the point is that Tavi is the Gilgal of Cham, who was the son of Noach. The Chida says something very interesting. The Chida brings the Arizal, and he says that there's a Gemara in Masechtas Bava Kamma. The Gemara says, Maisa, there was a story by Rabbi Gamliel, with Rabbi Gamliel, Shesima es ein Tavi Avdai. He once caused his Eved Tavi to become blind. V'hoya sameach simcha gedoyla. And he was very, very happy. Now, you see from our Mishnah that Rabbi Gamliel liked Tavi very much. So why was he so happy that he caused him to be blind? So the reason is because there's a halacha that if somebody has an Eved Kanani and he causes him to lose eyesight in even one of his eyes, the halacha is he goes free. Rabbi Gamliel very much wanted a free Tavi. Now, you'll ask, if he wanted to free him, why didn't he just free him? That's not an option, because it's actually usur for a person to free his Eved Kanani. So for him to do that wasn't okay. But Hashem made that he should be able to get what it is he wanted, and that is make Tavi a free man. How did it happen? By him causing him to become blind. And by him causing him to become blind, he was able to go free. And the Mishnah says that Rabbi Gamliel was so happy, he was sameach simcha gedoyla. The Gemara goes on to say that he met Rabbi Shua. Rabbi Shua told him, don't be so happy, because really he doesn't go free. But the point is that he was very besimcha because he caused Tavi to become blind. So the Chida said that what did Tavi deserve to have this happen to him, that somehow he lost his eyesight? So he said the pshat is because the pasuk says in Parshas Noach that after Noach emerged from the teva, so one night he drank too much wine, he became drunk, and while he was in this drunken state, his body was exposed in a not sneistic way. And Cham had at that time walked into the tent of his father, and he saw his father in that compromised position. And instead of covering his father, literally, he went out and he told his brothers, and he embarrassed his father Noach. So said the Chida that Cham did an avera. And what was the avera that Cham did? Vayar Cham avi Kanan. He saw and he looked and he focused, and instead of not looking, to the contrary, he did look. So what happened? Cham would have to come back to this world. He came in the form of Tavi. Tavi would become blind because of this story with Rabbi Gamliel, and this was a kapara, it was a tikkun that the neshama of Cham needed because of the aveira of Cham that the Torah mentions in Parshas Noach, and that is Vayar Cham.